Paroi made the gzeirah in Klal Yisrael. The parsha tells us, "Asher lo yodas Yosef." He didn't remember the mice of Yosef. Have a curse of toiv to Yosef that Yosef had saved Mitzrayim and the world from famine. I once had a very beautiful way of understanding this pasuk. It's that Yosef's brothers didn't want him to be the melech. They wanted to stop those dreams. And so, in order to stop those dreams, they came up with an unbelievable plan. Sell him down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a place that no one ever escaped from. It's guaranteed his dreams can't come true if he's an eved in Mitzrayim. And what happened? Well, they were stopping the dreams. They were creating the dreams. They are preparing for him to become a melech. They're making him into a melech. Sending him down into Mitzrayim. In other words, that was the destiny going to be. We see also that Pari decided he is going to stop destiny. The astrologers told him the Moshiach Shal Yisrael is going to be water. Has every child is thrown into the water. The era of throwing them in to be killed in the water, not only does he not destroy Moshiach Shal Yisrael, he creates Moshiach Shal Yisrael. He raises Moshiach Shal Yisrael in the palace. So what he thought he's stopping to do was the exact opposite. After lo yodas Yosef, Pari made this gezeirah, he didn't remember the Maisa Yosef. He didn't know that story. If he would have known that story properly, he would have realized you can't mess around with destiny. You can't stop what's destined to happen is going to happen. Because had he known that, he wouldn't have bothered with his plans. This inyan with Moshe in the water, being raised in the house of Pari, I saw some unbelievable Torah on that subject. Yekeshub, on the boss, heard from England, Isaac Bernstein, and he said over, he heard a vote like this. Vayigdal Moshe. Moshe grew up. He grew up and he went out and he sees an Ishmitri hitting a Jewish person. And Moshe didn't know what to do. Which side am I on? Am I a Mitzri? He was raised a Mitzri, raised in the palace. On the other hand, he felt Jewish as well. What am I? Vayifen koi v'choi. So he understands he looked to this side of him, to that side of him. He felt he's a schizophrenic. He's made up of two people. He doesn't know which side he's on. So what did he do? Vayach es hamitri. Vayarki einish. He saw he can't be a man like that. You can't be a mensch having divided loyalties. You've got to decide this way or this way. So Vayar Kienish, Vayach es Hamitri. He destroyed that Mitri part of him. And he realized he has to go one way and he became a Yid. He's totally a Yid. Like Lahavdil Elef Havdolas. Somebody asked me the question in the 2010 is the World Cup, and they made the groupings for the World Cup. There's eight groups in the World Cup, and England and the United States are in the same group. So which team am I going to support? You can't have dual loyalties. It doesn't work. Vayar ki einish. So he destroyed the Mitzri part of him. You can't be b'seach shtei sivim. But you could ask the question, why was he raised in the palace? Why did he have to suffer such an upbringing? Where Shin Shin Yisrael, our greatest leader ever, and he had such a strange upbringing, being raised in a mokim tum in the palace of Pari. You can be sure there was, in every room, there was internet in every room, 52-inch TV screens. Why should Moshe be raised in such an environment? The Ibn Ezra asked this question. And the Ibn Ezra gives two answers. One answer he explains is that in order to be a leader, you have to have a certain stolz. You have to know how to act as a leader. You can't act like a nobody. There's a certain class you have to have, something that's missing in this country, that the leaders in this country don't know how you're supposed to act. They need to go to Europe to learn from the kings and queens from Europe. You know, you have a president jogging his shorts to McDonald's. That doesn't create an aura about you. We have now a president who was the first one to take off his jacket in the Oval Office. That's not how it's supposed to be. You have to create leadership. You have to look like a leader. So Moshe needed to be trained in leadership. That's why he was raised in the palace. That's one pshat in the Ibn Ezra. The other pshat, he says like this. We'll explain it already, the Ibn Ezra, with the famous Vav Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger says, the Gemara tells us, Kama tipshoi hani gavri, how stupid are these people, that they stand up for a Sefer Torah, and they don't stand up for a Gavra Rabba. They stand up for a Sefer Torah, they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. So he says, what does it mean, Kama tipshoi, how stupid they are? Should say, they're Rishoim. It's Rishus. He says, obviously, we're not talking about bad people. We're not talking about people who don't normally stand up for Talmud Chachamim. They normally do. But they have a problem. It's a certain type of Talmid Chachamim. It's somebody who is in the same grade as them in school. Maybe somebody who is younger than them. A guy who they looked at as nothing. And now this person has steigt more than them, has become a Talmid Chacham, has become a leader. And they can't accept that. How is it? We were the same. And he's way above me. I'm going to give him cover. They're not able to. When I was in yeshiva, there was somebody who became today a very choshva person in England. He's taken over Matzior, like Mashkiach in England today. His name's Rabbi Yehuda Leib Wittler. And when I was in yeshiva, his name was Louis. So when I come to England today, people still talk about people my age, they talk about, I remember Louis in yeshiva. It's hard for them to call him Rabbi Yehuda Leib. We were together. It's hard to recognize his godless when you knew him when he was a snot running out of his nose. It's hard to recognize it. So he says, Kama tipshoi hanigar, how stupid are these people? They stand up for Sefer Torah, they can't stand up. That type of Gavra Rabba they can't give cover to. Why are they stupid? Because they're standing up for Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah? What is a Sefer Torah? It's a piece of parchment. Where did that parchment come from? It was an animal in the barn. A verstunkene animal in the barn was taken, made into a parchment, and became a Dovah Shebikdusha. So they understand this animal can become a Dovah Shebikdusha because you worked on it. You made it into a Dovah Shebikdusha. And they can't understand a person can do the same thing. So it's stupid. They recognize it with Sefer Torah. They don't recognize it with a person. Says Ibn Ezra over here, if Moshe would have grown up in Klal Yisrael, they would have remembered him. When he was in school, they would have remembered him as a wilder kid, and how he used to behave in front of the teachers. They would have said in English, look how he behaved, or maybe in Egyptian, how he behaved. How could they look at him as the leader of Klal Yisrael? So because of that, he wasn't raised among Klal Yisrael, as away from them. They never saw him. It's much easier to be a leader when they never saw you growing up. There's a lashon of ein novi be'iroi. It's very hard to be a novi in your own city when people remember you as a kid. And many of the gedolim, they only became who they were when they went somewhere else that people recognized. And then afterwards, in their own place, they realized as well. Reb Matzior, when he was in England, was not recognized the same way as in America. But after he became in America, then they realized in England who they had there. And it was the same with Dinah Brunsky. Dinah Brunsky was a Rav in England. He's a Reish Av Beis Din. But they didn't give him tremendous cover there. He came out strong and they realized who he is. A tremendous godel. Wrote Chazon Yecheskel. Afterwards they realized it. The Manchester Rosh Yeshiva of Siegel. He was a Rosh Yeshiva of 30, 40 Bachrim, the most he ever had. He was a Rosh Yeshiva. Nobody was chasing him to walk with him and talk to him. They weren't chasing him the whole time. But after he came to America and he became a tremendous godel here, then they realized in England what he was. It takes sometimes, in your own city, it's hard to realize who a person is. The Ponovizhirov, he came from a town, Kula, and he became a Rav, a little village somewhere. And one day, he saw that his town, Kula, is looking for a Rav. So he applied for the job. And he knew the other applicants, he was sure he would get the job. He didn't get the job. And he knew that the person who got the job was much less qualified than he was. Many years later, he bumped into one of the committee. And the committee member explained to him the question that was bothered him. Why didn't he get the job? And the committee member said to him that when your application came in, we were going to take you as a Rav. We had a meeting. And we realized you were the best candidate out there. But we said to ourselves, how can we have you as our Rav? We remember you playing marbles in the street. We can't have you as our Rav. They were too small-minded. Come to Pshoi, Hani Gavri. How stupid. And because of that, today, there's a Ponovich yeshiva. There isn't a Kuli yeshiva. And even Moshe Rabbeinu, Ibn Ezra says, we wouldn't have been able to recognize if it wouldn't have been that he was away from us for those few years of his life. But it had ramifications. He was raised in the palace. And Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz said something, if it wasn't him saying it, I wouldn't have believed such a thing. He says, the Chazal tell us that they stopped throwing the boys in the river. At which stage, after Moshe been thrown in, they saw, oh, it's over. It's not happening anymore, and they stopped the Gezerah. So one second, why is it over? Chazal also tell us that when they saw in the future the Moshiach Shel Yisrael is going to be struck by water, what was he referring to? May Meriva, when he's going to strike the rock. That hasn't happened yet. So why is it now, asked Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, so they stopped the Gezerah now, because once Moshe had been in the water already, they saw the whole thing was over. He also asks, May Meriva was nothing to do with water. May Meriva was, he was told to strike a rock, to speak to the rock, and he struck the rock. Grada has a connection to water, but it was Moshe hitting instead of speaking to a rock. He says, calls it a gram de gram. It's very distant, its relationship to water. So what's it mean being struck by water? Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu did a chet? Moshe Rabbeinu was betachlis atoiv, he said. Such a great, perfect person. How could he do a chet? Rabbi Yonasan tells him to do something, he does something else. Can't be. He says, there's only one way. Because he was raised in the palace of Paroi. It left over some residue. Something was left in him. And because of that, he was able to do a chet. If he would be raised in his father's house, the Gadol HaDor, it never would have happened. But because he was raised in the palace of Paroi, that caused later on he was able to do this chet. So he says, very posh then, once Moshe had been in the water, that being in the water, what happened from that water? From the water he was taken and rescued by the daughter of Paroi and taken into the palace. That's what caused the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu. Being in the water back then, once Moshe had been taken out of the water, it's already over. Moshe has been struck by the water. He was struck by being in that water, caused him to be raised in the house of Paroi, and caused him eventually to do that chet. But one thing you see from this vod, unbelievable how much environment affects you. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Eibishitz says, was affected by being in Beis Shel Paroi. Who could believe that Moshe Rabbeinu could be affected? Allah has come of a kama. How careful we have to be. The environment around you, beware, it doesn't affect me. It's not going to have any effect on me, people think. What an effect it can have if one is not careful. When Aaron comes to meet Moshe, it says, Vorach, where he will see you, the somach biliboy. And Chazal tell us, because he was happy in seeing Moshe then, he was happy where biliboy in his heart, he was zeichet to have the choshen on his heart. What's the connection? Because he was happy to see Moshe get the job as leader of Klal Yisrael, he's zeichet to get the choshen. Obviously, there's got to be a deeper connection. Rabbi Yashiv in his Sefer explains it, that the choshen, it represents Choshen Mishpat, the dinim of Klal Yisrael. And when a person paskens a din Torah, it has to be without any seichel, totally with seichel, without any emotion. It has to be an even seichel. You can't use your seichel too much even, your personal seichel, your philosophies in life. It's got to be pure halacha, exact halacha. Only Ratzon Hashem. You can't start looking, one person's poor, one person's rich. Nothing comes into account. Only the halacha and no emotions at all. Aaron, you have to pick somebody who's able to do that. Aaron sees Moshe. He sees Moshe is chosen and he's the older brother. So that could hurt somebody. Somebody is emotional. It would make sense to be bothered by such a thing. But not only that. Not only is he not bothered by the emotional problem of it, his younger brother was chosen. But it's much more than that. In Seichel, it doesn't make sense. Because you talk about the leaders kind of to deal with Paroi, dealing with Klal Yisrael. Who is more able to deal with Klal Yisrael and deal with Paroi? Aaron is much more capable. Aaron is able to speak, Moshe can't speak. Aaron is Oyev Shalom, Roedev Shalom. He has good relationships with people. He would be the perfect leader in Klal Yisrael, and still is not chosen. He's not given any reason why. He's not chosen, and he accepts it. V'rach of a samach beliboy. What Ratzon Hashem is, Aaron has no problem carrying it out. He is happy in his heart. He is a person who is somebody who can wear the choshen, who can do din. Shifra and Pua were given these names. Shifra, because she was Meshap the Vlad, she made the child look nice. And Pua, because she went poo 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 kuchi koo to the child. So imagine she's called kuchi koo, is chosen for her name. It's a strange name to be given for Yecheved and Miriam. These are people who are Nevi'as. Nevi'as in Klal Yisrael. So give them a name connected to Nevi'ah. They're saving lives. Names connect with Hatzolah. Give them a name of Kuchi Koo, they make the child look nice. Pretty girl, you know, what's the pshat in it? So one way of understanding is that sometimes when people are involved in great things, they get cut off from society and so involved in what they're doing, and they lose track with regular life. I have to say that I think maybe it was Ramosha's last Simchas Torah, probably it was. I saw him, he was in Rabbi Tender's shul, and he was Chasson Torah. And I was watching him playing with his Enukul on his lap, with his great-grandchild on his lap. And it was amazing to me to see the Poisek HaDoyer, Godel HaDoyer, and the way he's able to play with the grandchild, like a regular Zayda he looked there. And I was amazed how he can bring himself down to that level to be able to do that. But a godel has to be able to do that, to relate to regular life as well. And that was Shifra and Pua. Even though they're nevi'as, they're saving lives, they still want the madrega also to be able to take care of the little things. They knew how to change a diaper still. They knew as well how to bake cookies as well. They knew how to take care of children. They didn't look at that also as if it's below them. That's also a godless in them at the same time. But more than that perhaps is that some people can get carried away being involved in the community, and they can sacrifice their families on the Mizbech of Chesed. Get so involved in an organization, they forget about their own families. They forget about the little important things in life as well. So it's trying to tell you that even though Shifra and Pua were doing great things in life, they still realize the importance of taking care of the little children, doing those extra things, making the child smile. These things are also important, and not just deal with the big things in life. Okay, Shabbos.